USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is releasing a statement directly pushing back on reports that Attorney General William Barr didn't adequately portray Robert Mueller's Russia probe. The DOJ says Barr continues to work with the special counsel on appropriate redactions to the report, and the information Barr has made public so far was not intended as a full summary of the report. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is on her way down to the U.S.-Mexico border. This as the White House says it's still open to closing the U.S.-Mexico border. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox and Friends saying something needs to be done regarding immigration.
It's irresponsible the way that that has been ignored by Democrats in Congress, and this president is not going to allow that to continue. If he has to close the border, he will, but that's certainly not his top choice.
Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan is making a run for the White House. He made the announcement today on his website. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested over 250 illegal aliens at a business in Allen, Texas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
ICE officials tell us all of those taken into custody were working at CVE Technology, refurbishing electronics, and were here in the U.S. illegally. I spoke to ICE agent Carl Rusnak.
Many of them, if not most of them, will have the opportunity to appear before a federal immigration judge who will decide whether or not they can proceed with their immigration case or whether they should be removed.
I'm John Clemens.
Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri governors are asking the Army Corps of Engineers to find better solutions for the flooding of the Missouri River. The governors held a press conference asking for short-term fixes to the breached levees, but also wanted some innovative long-term solutions. The flooding has caused over $3 million in damage in the states combined. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg sat down with ABC News and George Stephanopoulos to discuss a wide range of topics. Now, one of the things they discussed was screen time and how much is too much screen time when it comes to children. Zuckerberg was asked how he handles screen time and if he believes his children are on their screens too much.
I think it depends on what they're using them for. There's a lot of research that shows that when people are using the internet and social networks to really interact and connect with other people, then that's a positive thing. But one of the things that I'm very mindful of is to make sure that the services that we're building help to create meaningful interactions between people and not just a place where people can zone out.
Cable news ratings are out, and no surprise who's at the top. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Fox running its streak in total day to 11 consecutive quarters at number one. It was also the most watched basic cable network in prime time for the quarter. MSNBC was the second most popular. In the 25 to 54 demo for individual shows, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow beat out Sean Hannity's FNC program in quarter one, as Maddow drew 549,000 viewers in the key news demo on average, as compared to Hannity's 547,000. In the total viewer slot, though, Hannity was number one in the quarter with 3.12 million, watching him to Maddow's 3.05 mil.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.